Hey, I'm happy you could make it. I have something special planned for you tonight. Come in, follow me. I lead you to the living room. Stand there, in the middle of the room. I take my bathrobe off, watching you as I do so, catching your reaction. I'm wearing nothing but my heels. I sit down on the couch. Now is your turn. Undress. Present to me what you have to offer. I sit back, one knee over the other, and look at you. I watch you take your hoodie off. That makes me smile. Then it's time for your jeans and belt, your boxers, socks and boots too, until you stand before me completely naked. And after so long, you're still being somewhat shy, but you also seem a little aroused. Flex for me. Show me what you got. You know I like the way you look. I see you lift your arms, flex, turn to your side a little. I enjoy the show, smile and nod, which seems to encourage you. Now show me your backside. You turn around, stand up straight, legs spread and hands held in your lower back like a soldier. You roll your shoulders, let your neck crack, and then lift your arms and flex again. You look back over your shoulder. Very nice, darling. I like what I see. Very much so. Go on. You turn back around, facing the wall, showing off a little more. And then you bend over and let me see everything. That's when you feel me stand behind you. I can't be quiet. You didn't hear me get close. I put my hands on your hips gently. Stand back up. I stand so close, you feel me against your butt and your back. As I speak, I gently run my hands over your side. You have been good these past times. My hands move up to your shoulders, then down your arms. You have been obedient, mostly. You have been a wonderful servant. I kiss your neck, being just that one inch taller than you, while my hands reach and hold yours. Tonight's play is about you. Tonight, I want to appreciate you, show you how happy it makes me to call you my property. I move my fingers to your front, never leaving the touch of your skin. I caress your chest, down to your stomach, over your sides, slowly, slowly, lower. You give me so much pleasure. You always take care of your dummy's needs. You're a good sub, and I'm glad you're mine. I follow the triangle of your lap, stroking my fingers at the edge of your crotch to your thighs. Move on, your thighs. And dig my nails in. I love the sounds you make. The things I can do to and with you. The fact that you need all that to be happy. I put my hands up on your hips. Then let go with one hand and walk around to your front. Keeping that one hand on your skin. I almost forgot about this. No, of course I didn't forget. I'm just teasing you. I hold your collar in my free hand. I don't even have to say anything. You get down on your knees immediately. Such a good boy. You really earned this collar. I want you to know that. Be proud to wear it. It means as much to me as it means to you. I collar you, slowly, gently, giving you the time to feel and hear the different parts of the collar and the process of closing it around your neck. I put a finger under your chin, push it up so you look at me. I'm smiling. You're mine. I have your trust. I have your consent. I have you. While I speak, I move my hand to your cheek, cup it gently. I lean down and give you a soft kiss on your lips. Then I look deep into your eyes as I run my fingers through your hair. I grab it, holding you as I walk behind you, and kneel down just as close to you as we were standing before. I push you forward. Lean on the TV table for me. I watch you rest your hands on the edge of the small table. Look at your arms that I like touching so much. Just let go. I take good care of you. You belong to me. That means you will only get the best treatment. Close your eyes. You feel my hands move forward to your stomach again and then down. You have permission to come. I add before I reach for your cock with one hand and your balls with the other. At the same time, I start kissing your neck. I move my hand up and down your cock and caress your balls with the other. I love how hard you get for me. And you have been really good, I can feel it. Your balls are so full. I run my thumb over your tip, bite into your shoulder, press my boobs against your back. That's it, sweetie. Let go. This is all about you, for you, because you are a wonderful sub to me. I start licking up and down your spine, between your shoulder blades and on your neck. I move faster up and down your hard cock. Hearing your breathing change arouses me so much. Moan for me. Be selfish. This time you are allowed to. I notice you're thrusting, you're fucking my hand. I let you and adapt to your thrusts, knowing exactly what you need after we've been playing for so long. Eventually, I take my hand away from your balls and grab your hair. Pull your head back. I rest my mouth right next to your ear. Come for me. Be the good boy we both know you are and come all over my hand. I hear your grunt. I hear you whine. It always amazes me how deeply being a sub is embedded in you. I feel your thrusts become irregular. Feel you hot and pulsating in my hand. I hold your head back with a tight grip in your hair and masturbate you faster. Yes, don't hold back. Make your dummy's hand dirty. I know you're close, so I don't stop. No edging tonight. No ruined orgasm. No forced orgasms. Then you come. Oh, fuck. You have a lot today. You're still spurting on my hand. So dirty and so hot. I keep moving my hand slower now, gently, just enough to squeeze those last drops out. Then I pull you close against me. Come, let's get comfortable. We sit down on the floor. I lean against the couch and you lean against me and I hold you tightly. I put my hand under your chin again and make you look at me, turning your head back a little. You did good. I kiss you fondly. I caress you, hold you tight, and spread little kisses. You did good.